Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode 66. It's like it just went, stop, right there. Today is Saturday, May 6, 2017, or as us future people like to say, it's Sunday, May 7th.
Okay, you guys are both in the same time zone, so it's okay.
Outnumber you, that's the word. So yes, so we're going with that. I am your host, Lita. Hello everybody, and over there, the man with the hat plan. I don't know.
I have no plan.
The Stone.
I have no plan. I have a hat.
Do we ever have a plan?
But
really, you've got a hat. Man in the hat. It's not quite like the cat in the hat, but you know, you're the man in the hat. You're always got that hat on, which is nice. Which is very cool.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, this is what the show's going to be like tonight. Yay! Man. I'm awake. Well, awesome.
Yeah, but it'll get better because...
Sure.
Okay, sorry, go.
Sure we do. Anyway, sorry guys. If it's train wreck, it's my fault, most probably. Anyway, we'll see. But you know what? It's very exciting because we do have a guest, and we're really happy he could come and join with us again, because we have got Azzy. Azzy, how are you?
Hey.
What do you call the security outside of a Samsung store?
I don't know.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, Azzy.
If I had a mic, I'd drop it and leave. Hello, how you going?
You can't. You're our guest. You've got to stay. Oh, wow.
I was going to say it was going to get better because he was on.
That's right.
And we're done.
Wow.
See you, everybody.
That was...
Oh, jeez. Okay. Anyway, I think we're going to have to ban telling jokes. Maybe.
Gold.
It was gold. Yeah. Wow. Gold is one. It may be copper. Azzy, I'm going to say you can have one copper for that one. That was, anyway.
Sorry, that's.
That's what?
Good to be back.
Oh, okay.
Good to be back. Well. Thank you for coming and having a chat with us. We appreciate it. It's, you know, Sunday morning for us. So no sleep in, as some people like to do on a Sunday. But Faf says back to cooking. Yeah, okay, mm-hmm. We could do that. I can talk about cooking all day. Anyway, so Azzy, let's have a talk about this, because something happened.
Yes.
Last week, which was pretty big.
Yeah.
Somehow. I know.
Somehow.
It was awesome. It was, luckily, it was last time I dinged 100, I was no one else on in the climax. So I sort of waited so they could get people on and lose people there. I was going to do a live ding during the show, but I couldn't wait.
Yeah.
No,
I was going to sort of as we ding and. But no,
well, we're glad that you did it beforehand, because we would have cried if anything had happened live.
Well, I'll tell you some stories. But yeah, I was basically going, look, just get it done. I don't want anything happen. You don't know. Those eagles can be pesky at times. You don't want to risk them.
Tell us about it, because, I mean, obviously towards the end of – you know, I don't know what level, but tell us, how did you go from the 100 to the 110? Like, what processes did you actually decide to go with this turn that perhaps didn't work on previous turns, or like, did you know exactly what you wanted to do to go this time from the 100 to 110?
It was a little bit like living through the previous people went through what to do. You know, mainly it was get to 90 and get your garrison. And then it was just a matter of treasures and do some questing. And it wasn't too bad. I mean, that, I think, and some, and I found that the, some of the stable quests in the garrison, like that was about, some days went, was about six each day, and that was given about, you know, 100K a day. So that sort of went quite well until I realized people were doing it later in the hundreds, like higher because it scales. But I did it around, you know, 101, 102. So with a few treasures and quests and objectives, I sort of got to 103, 104. Excuse me. I went to Tanaan Jungle, but I was too scared to fly around. I'm going, I was just pull around, and then so basically about 103, 104. It was just mainly the three scale quests. You know, the Winter Spring, the seal mating, and the Plants versus Zombies, and so that was about 45k a day, so it could be a bit slow going. And I thought, well, no, that'll do. So I started living a couple of tunes outside of that, so I could just be distracted. So
yeah,
I got a pally to 62, which died in Hellfire, but I wasn't too concerned. It did its job. It kept me, you know, when instead of trying to do something silly to push it, I was just, okay, I'll level another turn. That kept me occupied until the dailies come up, or I might do a few treasure chests. And the big breakthrough, or what speeded things up, was I got flying in Legion about a week or so ago when I was about 104, 103. And that made a huge difference. Some would say easier. Well, maybe, but so I got the flying and had the laugh. I was on Broken Shore in my main, and I dinged Revered and got flying on, and I pushed the space bar and went up. I'm going, oh, this is glorious. and then I thought, okay, well, I'll, you know, I had a scout 100 and 101.
Yep.
So I took her out and just flew around the, you know, Broken Shores or Legion zones, and just to see what happened. And got some exploration, and just to see if I could see anything like flying elites or something that might shoot you down, or just have a bit of a scout around. And to be honest, I didn't really see anything. There's a couple of zones with some drakes going around. I sort of got a bit scared. And left, and it didn't seem to do too bad. And then I I took my main now. I'm going, oh, I was so scared. I flying around. I was so nervous. And but you know, you're getting 1500k XP each exploration, and that was good. So that was the start of it, and I got a bit more confident in doing some quests. Eagles were a large part, but a lot of it, like, you know, at 104, 105, 106, I could do some quests. It's necessary quests in High Mountain, where you got to kill a number of things that help that little girl to do her hunting and that sort of that, and a few objectives. Yeah. But that was okay. I mean, like, and if one-on-one, you could kill them pretty quickly. So I had more confidence in killing mobs, and then doing that, I could do a few more quests. So I was a bit leery about what to do, you know, because it died very easily. And then, so doing that, I'm going, I'm still doing the other dailies, and I'm thinking, okay, what, the invasions, the Legion invasions, now they're a bit different than when they originally were implemented. That you're pretty safe. Mostly it is now when there's invasion, there's you come in there, you get a thing, you got to do, well, not when you're under 110, but you have to do four world quests and then continue on the sort of thing. So it's just basically it's world quests, three or four quests, name mob world quests. So yeah. I'm going, okay. Risky, and I said, oh, well, okay, it's just one big name boss. So I might send a turtle in and just stand back and probably not quite in the spirit, but I go, oh, I'm sick of killing eagles. So I'll send a turtle in and you get like 64K plus, you know, 10. You get about 90K per thingo. And it's, well, I thought pretty safe. So I did a few of those and that gave me a big boost because, you know, you do two or three of those, that's like, or 300K, that's like,
yeah,
how many eagles to kill. I mean, probably quite not in the spirit, but I mean, at that point, I didn't, you know, I just wanted to get through the thing. But, you know, I mean, but further to that, I went back on my scout, or mainly Tin Man, to have a go, and I tried to do a few of them, and it died a couple of times. So I don't know, I was just lucky because it does a like AOE, or does a knockback, or does a something. And a couple of times it just got me, and I wasn't doing anything much different. I was doing my main, so I must have been just lucky. Though, whilst it's easy, but it still can still die.
Yeah.
So basically, it was that and the dailies, and was it one other daily? The Children's Week that helped. Mm-hmm. Yep. Sometimes you get double Winter Spring Cub dailies that helped, and so basically the dailies, and I was. Doing the world quests for Legion Invasions and basically from 108 I was basically just killing eagles. And it wasn't too bad. It's, you know, you get 1,000 per, so you know, I killed a few thousand to do that. But I think it would have been taken long if I didn't do some of the world quests. I mean, it was risky. There's another quest up the top of Stormheim. I forget the name. I'll try and look it up. It was where you turn into a Murloc.
Oh, yeah, the Murloc one, yeah. That one's cute.
And you have a little action bar. Yeah, you turn the Murloc and you have a little action bar to kill these crabs or something. Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, I'm thinking, oh, okay. That probably we need to look at stone as whether, because for a little while I didn't complete the quest. I was just in my little thing, killing crabs, and you're pretty safe and healing. I don't know whether that could be like a bit of a, you know, flaunting of the rules because you could just sit in your Murloc and just kill these crabs continually.
Yeah.
So okay. Need to look at. But having said that, there's still some danger in that. I tried it on a scout, and if you go too far or certain spots. Yes, this guy drops off, and it dropped off a couple of times, and my UI went nuts, and I died. So I suppose, you know, when you jump out of the Murloc, you sometimes lose a bar, or your pet bar, or some other bar. So you can sort of, you know, farm that, but it can be risky if you go too far. So I did that for about half a level and just stopped it. Just didn't seem right. So
yeah,
just to completed the quest. So basically it boiled down to killing eagles. And I was in Discord telling Stone this. I'm going, okay, where will I kill the eagles? There's this Etten, a rare elite, keeps patting up down the road. Pretty far away, you know, probably about 100 metres away. So I wasn't really interfering. And sometimes someone's killing him, I just might go and put a couple of arrows into him just to get about 5K XP. That's 5 eagles. Yep. It's all eagle. Currency is eagles. And so I was about 109 plus 80% into it. And I said, oh, okay, I'll just do that. I saw him come up. Someone's killed him. So I hit him and then he did a knockback and it knocked all of us, attacking him. And we'd be down to half health. I'm going, I can't afford another one. So I just
left
the turtle and bolt. hit exploration and I got my thing up. And so I'm going, no, I'm going back to killing eagles. So yeah, so it boils down to then I just killed the eagles to 110 and
wow,
and that was just a big relief. Like I said, I died my 100 when Legion came out, was about August last year. So it's taken that long for me to get back, and so I just and then I got a quest to open up world quests and the broken shores. I'm going, nothing, so this day here. So I just put her in a lovely dress, parked her in and the bank, and there she stays till
till the next one.
For next expansion. So I'll keep my other one. I'm slowly leveling her up as a tin man, or I find it really difficult to do it. Just so, you know, for the next expansion, I'll have another scout. Although with the Legion, you can scout it. It's actually not too bad because it's scales, so you get a fair idea. Even though your scout might be 101 and you're a few levels up, it still sort of gives you a fair indication of how it's going. So, yeah, so that's cool, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's really interesting. I'm glad everything went well for you. I'm glad that you made your 110. We're all very, very proud and
absolutely
so happy for you, because, I mean, you must have just about jumped out of your chair when you dinged that 110. That must have been an amazing feeling to know that you know, what an accomplishment.
Immediately hearsed after.
Nice.
And, I didn't park. I know sometimes there can be a mob in Dal spawn, so I made sure I get out of, you know, where you hearse back to Dal and you're in that little stairs thing. And I go, no, I'll bug it off from there down to the bank and say, look, just parked everything there. And it was good. I mean, I didn't like having to grind Eagle. I would prefer to be questing, but I think I got that stage. I was prepared, if it had to come to that, just to do those three dailies to 110. Yeah. But I wanted to try and do something, even to the point of doing the world quest or a few other quests. I did a few quests, but and as a hunter, but I don't know about some like a melee and with my scout, I actually, with the tin man, you can have specs now. talents. And so I talented it out. And to be honest, I didn't know it's much different. Killing the mobs.
So did you, Azzy, I want to know, when you were, you know, going around on the Broken Isle, did you actually manage to pick up any grey or white items that went with your hunter, or not really? Were you still using... No, so you didn't come across anything?
Nothing drops 100, above 100. That's the max.
Okay.
As far as I could see, I couldn't see anything drop, and it was basically 100 everything. I never saw a higher level, and I would have been not much worth it, really. But
I know I was doing some dailies last night over on the Broken Shore on Leader, and I picked up this grey gun. And you know, when before you ever do challenge tunes, you would never look at anything that, you know, you go, nope, can't use it, nope, you know, vendor it, disenchant it, whatever. But now, like, I look at everything I get. So I got this gun, I'm like, oh, challenger would really like that. I'm like, yeah, vendor it for like 10 gold. But I'm like, oh, but there's a challenger who'd really like that grey gun.
I've had grey stuff dropping raids, you know. What's a grey stuff dropping in raids?
I know, so, yeah, right?
Weird. So it's really, really, I'm really relieved, and it's just taking the pressure off. With, like I said, I've been leveling some alts. So I was a little bit. Do you want me to go into it now, or that's an
hour
before we did? Well, once I got 110, I'm gonna whatever. So I thought I'll try. What am I gonna do? I lost my pally in Hellfire. So what I do? Stir and Deed was taking a piss out of me, saying I couldn't level a rogue or something, and so. I started one. I got to 46 and it died, so it wasn't too bad.
Okay. Still decent. That's all right.
So I actually enjoyed it. It went outlaw and a little pistol, and it was quite good. You know, I died in Plaguelands to Noxus Glade, where those NPCs pull some extra mobs. Uh-huh. And the same when I'm not on a hunt. When I'm not on a hunter, I know what to do. But in other turns, I'm not quite got that automatic reaction. In some of those situations, I die, which is probably what happened to my paladin and my rogue. So I started a monk, and that just died this morning at 62. But to be honest, I don't really, and I had the visions of leveling you know, trying different, you know, all classes up to 60 or something. And I'm going, I just think I need a break from the zones, I think. So I might just leave it just to get my 10 men to 110 and maybe pot around another turn. So, and to be honest, like, one, I don't really care if I die. I wasn't upset at all. I think, oh, yep. Thank God, I don't have to go through Zenga Marsh. I don't have to go through or Northrend.
Yeah. Well, what I was going to ask you, you'd mentioned about the Tin Man, and obviously the Tin Man is the newer challenge that was added a few months ago. With adding, you know, once you've lost your iron and you put your tin, you know, put it onto the Tin Man and start going from there, do you, when you're leveling that tin, do you push it as if it's purely iron to see how it goes, or do you actually just want to do that one as then the Tin Man rules? Because the Tin Man is still quite a bit different to what iron is. So I'm just wondering, like, some people seem to put their turn over on Tim, but they continue to go with the Iron Man. But what are you running your tin as the tin, or as a, you know, a dead iron?
When I put it on the tin, I put talents in, and that's about it. But to be honest, I get on there, I do a few things, and I've got no inclination. That's a problem with the Tin Man, and for someone who's done the Iron Man a long time, it's just once my iron's dead, it's just doesn't mean anything to me really. So I don't really care. And that's the issue with the Tin Man. It's like, you don't really care. Once you've died, it takes that edge out of it. So you're going to naturally take, oh, look, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm doing quests and going, oh, it doesn't matter if I die. So, yep. Well, you know. It takes the sting out, and to me, it loses something. Then having like 105 going around doing quests, you really. But if you've got if I've got like 7 deaths now, that, who cares? Another one, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm almost tempted just to take it off Tin Man and just leave it as a scout. And just potter around.
Okay.
I'm not really. I get on the level. I'm going, I'm not gonna bust my gut grinding eagles and doing stuff.
Yeah.
On a Tin Man that's already died 7 times.
No. Yeah.
I jump on and do any invasions and any like any sort of world events maybe.
Mm.
So at the moment I'm a little bit not lost but just relieved, so I can try different tunes. But then I'm getting, and I might just have a bit of a break, maybe for a little while, to play something else. Or
I'm surprised you picked up something, because if that was me and I hit max, I'd be like, break time, because it's a slog, right?
Yeah, that's probably why I didn't worry when they died. I mean, I lost my monk this morning, and I'm going, oh nah. I'll go into what we did in WoW, discuss a bit further. But yeah, I probably decided this morning I might just do something else, maybe spend more time on my main and everything. But yeah, it's of course I think it's more like if I'm on my main, not many guildies are on my main, so you know at least there's people on. It's just a matter of going in the guild chat and people there, and I just pot around. That's the main thing, really.
Mm.
You know, I can level a turn while people are chatting away and everything. And
yeah.
I have to be in there in case someone asks whether you can change specs. So
that's right. That's right. You've got a very important job. Like you've got one job. Well, you've got two jobs, but you've got one job, so to speak.
Don't like poo-poo it, but it's a PSI.
It is, you know. It is a very, you know, that's big responsibilities on your shoulder there, Azzy, and we all appreciate, you know, keeping everyone up to date with all that information. So thank you for that. So, I was going to ask you before we go on to, sorry.
What were you going to say? Because I got something that somebody posted up on the forums, and it's pretty big.
Well, I was just going to go on to the Twitter tweet asking us about.
Just wait a second. So, Marg posted a message saying that you are the first iron to go from 1 to 110.
Yep.
And the only thing I got to check, and I'm pretty sure he's right, it's just the only thing I got to check is that on the site, it shows never died with the brackets with a zero in it. And I don't know why it has nothing. At least it should have like a 10 or something, right? But if that's true, that's a big deal. Like,
yeah.
Like, I think it's a thing, but I'm not sure that's huge. But
It is huge. It's for some of us lower people. We're just like, oh my god, Azzy, you did so awesome. It's wonderful.
I mean, I don't want to take away getting to max from everyone else because it's still hard. But to go from 1 to 110 and being the first person to do that, that's to me, it's a big deal too. And I just wanted to point that out. I got to go check to see why it says zero on my site for Never Died. I don't know why it does. So if you go to the Iron Man list and you see number 12, you'll see what I mean.
I saw that.
And I have no idea why. But, that's a big deal. I mean, so I'm glad that you made it. When you said you were going to wait until you were on, I swear I could picture you having a problem on the air and dying, and I'm
flip
like,
table.
Oh. But thinking of you,
because that's viewers. How things go, right? Just flip table. I'll just go hit my mute button for the whole time because that would be rough at 109. Weren't you going to talk about 109? Right? Weren't you going to say something about what happened at 109?
I did say that when I went half health. Yeah, I mentioned that. But okay. I'm just saying, what I was going to do is leave it to one eagle. I need to kill one eagle to ding and have a live ding on the show.
No.
That'd be awesome. No.
Yes, wow. It would be awesome, but no.
Pressure. No, don't put that kind of pressure on. Because, you know, like, what if it was me?
Anything
could
happen.
You know what would happen? I would, like, be going towards where the eagles are. Somehow there'd be this tiny little pebble that I'd trip over and I'd fall. Somehow then I'd, like, fall off a cliff that's, like, 100 meters away and end up dead. That would be me.
Extra. Heart failure. So on a Friday night, Friday night's bourbon night. Okay. Bourbon night and killing eagles is awesome. Until the bourbon buff turns into a bourbon debuff after a certain level. Uh-huh. And I get a bit sleepy and all of a sudden I pulled two eagles and it wasn't necessarily drama. Because I have to take Thunderstop off the turtle because he whacks it down and pulls two eagles. It's not necessarily a drama. But then I said, I don't want to sort of place face plan into an elite or something, so I just wanted another two. so I was a little bit drowsy. I'm going, after about the 200th eagle on Friday night, I had a couple of bourbons. I'm going, Jesus, they started to look funny. And I thought, well, no. Yeah. If I had died, I really don't know what I would have done.
That would have been self-inflicted, Azzy. Like, no offense on that, because those you guys that drink and play your challenge tunes,
I love the, Friday night bourbon and do the Leroy Cape run and Zenga March. It was awesome a couple of times. Just have the music blaring and you're just romping through the cave. It's just awesome. I don't know what to say. It was 7 days and about 11 hours played.
It was a long, strange trip, Azzy. And you got there.
Anything about 7 to 10 hours is a level after 100.
Yeah, Nice.
So, you know, the halfway time-wise is about 90, 95 time-wise.
Okay.
So I think it's about 3 or 4 days to get to 90, but double that to get to 110. So yeah. Time-wise, it's not so bad, but yeah. I just a relief. leveling an iron with not that, okay, I'm doing the starting quests or the, you know, going through wetlands, but I've got 110, so it doesn't matter. I don't care. You know, whereas, you know, if you lost 100 and you're going through wetlands, it's demoralizing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's awesome.
Absolutely. Well, we're really, really proud of you. And as we say, it is an awesome achievement to get. And we really hope one of these days that it will be something that you will have on your account for an achievement, an actual achievement that would be awesome.
I've been putting pressure on Miss Miggs. I said, look, if you can make it a achievement, here's a picture of bread top cakes.
Bread top.
So I'm bombarding her with images of bread top.
Nice. And bread top.
Also, if you can transmog white gear, here's another picture of a bread
top. More bread top. Excellent.
So I'm trying, and what I've noticed is too is I was a gnome monk, and the leather helms are appalling, and I can't T-mog them away. The male ones are all right, but I've got little pink pigtails, and it's like a little bloody skull cap. So I take them off and put the goggles on. I'm going, I don't care that, you know.
Yeah.
That's great. So, it's terrible.
Oh, jeez. There are some really interesting, outfit designs, that's for certain. Anyway, look, I want to ask you, Storm Maria on Twitter had sent a question that there's a two-part. And I know the second part, I want to ask you something else about that in a sec. She says, what do you do in real life? And then do you have a specific route you use each time? Now, I know last time you were on, you specifically had gone through, you know, how you level, and you've spoken about how you did from 110 to from 100 to 110 this time. But again, do you, like, when you start that new tune, and when you look at your tin, that you're going with your tin, are you running them through the same thing that you've already done? Like, do you keep going same, or do you try and change it up just a little bit?
No, basically the same. I thought about, you know, I started Knife. I thought about doing, like, Darkshore and Ashen Vale, and I'm going, I just want to get to 60 as quick as possible, you know. And so basically, no, because I think then it's like automatic, and you just sort of play out through. That's why you can go so quickly. I mean, I used to go through Ashen Vale back in the day, but
yeah,
for many years. What I do, I work for a mortgage aggregator company, handling brokers' commissions. So just hit the keyboards and things like that. Nothing exciting. So that's what I do.
Sounds pretty intense to me, whatever that is. So,
well, it's like, you know, you heard of mortgage brokers. They give you a mortgage and the banks pay them commission. So we're the in-between. Okay. So they pay us the commission and we take our cut and pass it on and do various stuff. And so it's cool. From when I was working in the bank previously, about 18 months ago, so it's a lot better.
Yeah.
Nice. But yeah, so nothing terribly exciting. Yeah.
Is it like high pressure? So doing your Iron Man is like more pressure than your real life.
Yeah. Well, no. Okay. No. Outside of work, it's a show. But I have to edit that. but yeah, like,
thank you. Stone's gonna edit. Okay, yeah, all right. Thank you. Thank you, Lita, for sharing.
I blame you.
You write down the time. I wasn't paying attention. just like that. Anyway, so then tell us, what have you been doing? Because I mean, obviously, you've had some incidences this week. So what have you actually been doing in WoW? You got flying. You mentioned that. Yeah. You did that. So yay. Well,
mostly it's been leveling my other different irons, but what I've started doing is, because I got flying, I've found on my main it's so much quicker doing the world quests. I find it so much bit not enjoyable, but getting to them, it's just so much quicker. And so what I've been doing is I'm resto shaman raiding healing, and I've been DPSing out in the world quests as resto. I'm going, okay, they're all right. I'm not going to die. So I'm thinking, oh, no, I like enhancement. I'll go enhancement. I used to go enhancement as off-spec. So I go. So I started going enhancement, do the world quests, and I was like artifact weapon 16, level 16. And I'm higher up on the artifact knowledge. So after about six or seven world quests, back up to 36. So things are dying so much quicker. So why don't I do this before? So what I'm enjoying doing is doing the invasions and doing the world quests to get artifact power. And I'm enjoying that quite a lot too, just to get a way of be able to kill things quickly. I'm enjoying that a lot. Just the flying makes so much difference. You know, it's just made it more, well, enjoyable, but getting them quickly. I could do your emissary world quests quite quickly. I really need that 855 gear. It's really useful. Thanks, please.
Yeah.
And I got exalted with one, Paragon exalted with one. I got, 700 gold. Thanks, please. So I've been doing that and I've been enjoying quite a lot. Raiding, we're not disappointing, but we were previously pushing Mythic back in previous expansions. And this one's, we just can't get the numbers.
Yeah.
20 people. So at the moment, we raid on Wednesdays and we just do a full clear of heroic and I hold in the night.
Yeah.
Normally Thursday's free now because we can't get enough people. So that's only one night. It was not too bad. I mean, but I wouldn't mind pushing Mythic. But so we just clear the whole night hold in one night. Good for AP and everything. So basically that's been it. Going forward from, you know, losing my iron today, I'm just debating what to do. Like I said, it's more just I might try and just do some more stuff on my main, just maybe I'm not too sure. To be honest, I really don't want to do another go through the zones again. but I like leveling, just being in guild and having a chat with people, and that's probably why I do it more than just because I've got 110, I don't care. I'm not crazy like Deed or Fur.
I don't know, Azzy. I don't know.
Well, I like to think I'm not. I mean, I'm slightly mad, but not having 10. I'm not doing a Nissi above 100, you know. That's what I'm doing at the moment. It's just I'm just starting to enjoy a few more things on my main with flying and getting probably preparing for the Tomb of Sagaris when that comes out, make sure I can max out stuff by then. And I'd like to say I won't start another turn. I was thinking of just doing another hunter called Spec Change again and get her higher up so Stone has to mention it again. So, but that's in the works at the moment. I haven't sort of decided to do that. But
thanks, man.
So that basically that's it, really. It's just a relief, and it's. I think last time when I hit 100, I just didn't touch it because expansion came out or something, and I just left it for a while. So I might just potter around and
I think you burned the pottering around. Sure. I totally think that you burned that. So, you know, if you want to take a break from doing a challenge soon, I think we're all kind of like, that's okay, Yazzy. It's okay.
I know. I mean, I had visions of getting all the specs up, all the classes up to 60, maybe.
Mm.
I mean, like it's taken me about 20 odd hours to get to 60. So, speed challenge, that might be the next thing. Hang on.
There we go. I was going to say, is there any class that you've not done? Like, is there a class out of everything that you've got that you've not attempted an iron on?
I've started a few. Okay. Probably only paladin, monk, rogue. I've got shaman up to 60. I did the priest back in the day. Not really, I suppose. It's only like warlock, really. I started warlock up to 5. I'm going, so.
Azzy.
Here we go.
I would die so quickly if I did a warlock.
Well, you know, maybe you need a challenge. Maybe you need to do something different. Maybe you need to step outside your little iron hunter comfort zone.
Wow.
And, maybe you need to look at doing an undead warlock and really trying to see what you could do with that. That would be quite easy. I'm just saying.
I've got standards. I don't want to be horde, all right? Just saying.
I'm sure you could do a Draenei warlock or something.
I don't think Draenei can be warlock, can they?
No.
I don't know. I can't remember.
I don't think so. I got to the point where I got my imp, and he seemed to help a little bit.
Dwarfs can be.
You could go chamois.
Well, there you go.
We still have a chamois over hit max.
What do you reckon? So what is that? Hang on, I'm going to log in the game and find out how many there is, and I'm going to say that we're going to do a roll for it. We're going to do a roll for what race you're going to be. That's what I'm saying.
As a warlock?
Yeah. So you want to go alliance? Fine. I'll say alliance. You can do that, but I'll let me have a look at what the alliance has, which side, and we will. Well, I know there's a gnome. I know there's a dwarf.
We've never had a shaman hit max ever.
Well, Deed's 105.
I know, but he's still not up there.
I would love to do shaman. I know he does resto. I love enhancement until they took out the instant healing healing surge.
Mm.
That was a lifesaver, but then I put it back to 66. So I wouldn't mind shaman.
Because I know your main is that, right? So I figure that would be
That's the thing. That's a bit of a myth, is that what you play as your main is you're going to be good at as an iron. I disagree with that.
Mm.
Because it's slightly different. I'm a healer normally, so I don't DPS, so I'm a hunter. But I know a leader can attest that as a warlock, as an iron, as opposed to normal one. I mean, I don't know. What's the spec for a warlock? You got a level as an iron. I don't know.
Well, you come in as affliction, actually, which I hate. So as soon as I think I was whinging. So was I whinging to you, Stone, when we made those new tunes?
Yep.
And I'm like, this is stupid. This is a stupid spec. I'm changing as soon as I can get. I'm going Destro. I'm like, I hate affliction. This is stupid. I may have some thoughts. So you can be known. Hang on. I'm getting my four dice out. Hang on. We're gonna do this right. I've got my dice. Hear them? There's my dice. Okay. All right. So I'm gonna roll. Okay. We've got gnome is 1, dwarf is 2, human 3, worgen is 4. Okay. Here we go. I'm gonna roll. Hang on. Can you hear that? That was me rolling.
You have to put your
camera. Okay, number three. You're a human. There you go. Human warlock. Challenge thrown. There you go. Up to you. Up to you what you do, Azzy.
All right, I'll just Azzy lock.
Azzy lock. Oh, yeah. Okay. Awesome.
All right, done. All right.
Excellent. Okay. All right.
I'll keep you informed next show, all right?
Okay. Oh, yes. That sounds exciting. All right. It'll be good to see. All right. Well, sounds like you've had a very busy week, which is great. Sounds like you're gonna have another busy week. Just saying, which is good. But just watch those bourbon and pizza Friday nights. Okay.
No.
Not
gonna happen.
Nice.
No.
Nice.
I'm made of
all right. Make a priest. Well,
I made a priest instead of a warlock. I don't know what I was trying to do.
Oh, have you been having bourbon already, Azzy? Maybe. What's going on?
It's 12 o'clock somewhere in the world, isn't it?
Oh, jeez.
It is. It's 5 p.m. somewhere. All righty. Stone, what have you been up to in the challenges this week?
Well, I'm going to be cracking this open for the next time that I play my challenger. Just
a bottle of water? Awesome.
Yeah, a bottle of water. Double chocolate vodka.
Double chocolate vodka. Oh, that sounds nice.
It smells great. It's disgusting. but I gotta finish it. So. This thing's about 2 years old. I don't drink a whole lot. So, irons. I almost lost my iron.
Which one? Your stone winds?
Well, stone winds, yeah, because I lost my other one the other week. And I got to 68, and I'm like, oh, great. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to go run up into Northrend and go do the first few quests up in Boreanton. Right, you know how you have to go kill some of the
undead
guys.
I'm already like shaking in my boots because you just said that at 68 you're going into Northrend.
Well, I figure. Well, as a hunter, but as a hunter, you know, I mean, things were fine, okay. And there's this one quest though that you have to go into a ship, and you have to go beneath the.
Dangerous.
Yep, exactly. And I pulled 5 mobs. Oh my god. And I actually took my pet off of tanking so that I wouldn't pull those mobs, but I still pulled them. I barely lived, and nice. I was like, yep, yeah, well, I'm not doing that anymore, so we're going to go back into Elkland, and I don't know, I'm halfway through 68 or something, so I'm going into Blade's Edge, and I'm just going to do some of those quests in there until I hit Fendi. But that's honestly, that was about it. I was doing,
just remember, don't go over to where the cannon's in. Remember Armor Shaper said last week, what? When he was in Blade's Edge, wasn't it? Which with part? The cannons,
you don't go for God's sake, don't go over there.
Oh no,
I rarely go over there.
Where? Over into Blade's Edge.
Well, no, you go to the main hub city there. And above the left there is where all the Drake or something. So if you stick with the main town and go down to kill the ogres, you're pretty safe. Although, like when I did the contest turn, I went to north round of 69, it was fine. But yeah. I mean those 5 mobs, you got to pull them. You can't pull. You got to pull them one at a time. You can't just pull all of them.
Yeah. Oh no. I mean, I wasn't trying to. It's just that's not good. That's just how it went, and I was like, oh crud. So I'm just gonna wait. I'm gonna do some easy stuff until I can go in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And that was.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you didn't die, because I know you're trying to push it a bit more with Stonewinds since you lost Flip Table.
Yep.
So. you know, so we've all got our fingers crossed and you know, we want to see you do it. So go.
Yeah, I was going to say something else, but then we'd no longer be a clean tag show. I was going to say I had something else crossed.
Well, you can say it, but you're editing, so...
I'm not editing anything. So anyway, so what did you do this week?
What did I do? In Challengers? So, news in the world of Warcraft. Yes.
Wow. Okay.
No.
Okay, hold on for a second.
I've just had a really rough week, and I wanted to sit down and play Toons, but I ended up actually, because I was too tired, I think I've put my body through too much this week, and it shut down. It literally shut down yesterday. I wanted to sit and play my iron for yesterday afternoon. I couldn't. I passed out. I actually passed out and woke up and had low blood sugar. Actually was literally like diabetic low blood sugar. It was really scary. So yeah, let's not have that happen again. So
that's not good.
So
enough.
Yeah, I just didn't get a time to do challenge tunes this week, which was a real bummer because I wanted to sit down and do some stuff, but I did do a lot of other stuff on my main, which was good. Just saying, I got another mount. That was exciting.
We'll hear all about that on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was good. Mm-hmm.
I can't.
So that was exciting. Yeah. But anyway, this week we'll see. Hopefully, I might get time to sit down and do some stuff today. I'm at work. I'm traveling further. It's a longer day. They've got me on a later shift. So by the time I get home, I'm going to be wrecked. So, you know me, rule number one, don't play when you're tired. So I just normally play my main. So it's no use me trying to sit down unless I'm really like perked up. But yeah, during the week it's very hard. So I try and keep my challenge playing to the weekend where I'm not supposed to be tired. But it doesn't always work. So but we'll see what we can get done this week. I'm thinking Children's Week's only got a couple of days left. Well, maybe I might do challenge.
That's how you're speaking about that. Let's go into the next part.
Okay. Let's try to segue.
Breaking now, news from the world of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Oh, Lita.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's...
Carry on.
See, you got my subtle hint and you that's wow. Excellent. See, wow. We can subtle. Connect through. Yeah, settle like a sledgehammer. So Children's Week. Children's Week is wrapping up. And I did take a tune through Children's Week this week, but I might try and do one of the challenge tunes through. So, well, normally I do like all the regular tunes, but there's been so much going on. It's hard to devote, you know, where do your loyalties lie?
Yeah.
Trying to get stuff done on your main or trying to do the world event or trying to play an alt or something like that. It can be a bit overwhelming. So sure. Children's Week I love though. It's so cute. Running around, taking the little orphans everywhere. So yeah, maybe we'll do that. So it ends on May the 8th, which technically for me is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So it's still got sort of probably a day and a bit to go. You're saying quests are okay, but of course they're not repeatable.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, I suppose, Azzy, you said that you did some of that. So, I mean, it's bonus XP,
it's
ultimately,
just bonus XP,
for
sure.
A challenge.
Or Children's Week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't do Children's Week.
I thought you said that you were doing Children's Week.
Noble Garden, sorry.
Oh, no, okay. All right. Noble Garden, yeah. Okay. But still, I mean, any type of XP that you can get through doing something easy, so to speak, there's got to be like bonus XP, yeah?
Sure.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't know. It's a time. What's the... Well, it's you've got to weigh up is it worth it doing for the XP as opposed to just questing?
You can get 3 pets. Or flawless battle stones.
Yeah. Yes, you can.
So, you know, and I mean, if you get a pet on your challenge soon that you can then cage and sell on the auction house later, I'm just saying. That's not a bad idea.
Did I tear up two crimson whelpings? Whelpings? Stone one wanted.
You've
crimson
got
crimson whelping?
Yeah. No. Nice. Crimson whelping.
Thank you, Nisi, again. Because.
Oh, alrighty. So we've also got Dockman Fest. That's two. Well, for me, it'll be tonight. So yay! So we've got May's Dockman Fest up. Don't forget Stone.
You can keep going. It's just, okay. It's okay.
Just, la, la, la.
It's okay. Go
get
ahead.
Get your free bag. Get your free bag. Don't forget. Go get your 16 slot unique bag and get some gold by doing the little thing that you can do by selling your bag back until the last one, which is cool.
Yeah. There's a spring balloon festival coming up, going from May 10th to May 13th. So it'll be starting before our next show, but then it'll be on during the next show. I have no idea what it's supposed to be about. I don't think it's going to be as big of a deal for us as the last one was, because Guard Day flap lost an iron when he was in the town. So that was not good for him. I kind of have a feeling that we won't have to worry about this one too much. I wonder if it'll actually give us any XP, though. I mean, there should be one or two quests, right? So.
Well, the god one didn't, so.
Yeah, this one might be, hey, send me up in a balloon. Okay.
Yeah, it might be just go for a ride. That's it. So, yeah. No, we'll see.
Yeah.
That sounds exciting.
So.
Okay.
There's a Kickstarter going on right now called Con Before the Storm, and it's run by Seraphis and Zia. I've met them both. They're really super, super nice. I actually run with Seraphis in his guild now. We raid now, so it's like, yay, I think we've got a, anyway, so, I do raid with them now, and I know them a little bit more, but they are trying to raise some cash to, get into a bigger room again, like they were last year, and they've asked me to play a little something for them, and I, said absolutely, because they've helped us overall, so much. Mm-hmm. Here you go. Hold on.
Hey, this is Heather and Dave, organizers for our 5th annual event, Con Before the Storm. This event means the world to us and the community. And for the last 4 years, none of this would be possible without you. Since 2013, when we began as World of Podcasts, every year we have been humbled by the kindness of people in this community.
On Thursday, November 2nd, we plan to return with World of Podcasts, our amazing fan art gallery featuring over 200 pieces of unique art, our meet and greet where content creators like Bajira, esports team like Method, and celebrity personalities like Malik Forte, Pamela Horton, and Michelle Morrow have mingled with fans.
Our Kickstarter is currently in full swing. We want to hit our stretch goals to get a larger space, which includes a Frog Pants and A-Move TV meetup, plus potentially some other stretch goal surprises.
Thank you for taking the time to check out our campaign and for your continued support. Help us kick off BlizzCon celebrations this year at Con Before the Storm 2017. Party by fans, for fans. For more information, please visit kickstarter.conbeforestorm.com.
Okay, I actually pitched in some money this year. I didn't do it the previous 2 years just because of how things went. for me. And finally, I think we got things aligned where I could actually do stuff with them. I was really excited to be able to help them out. So I know that they've made their first goal, but they're trying to make their second goal. So if you want to give them a hand, please give them a hand. You know the address, you just said it. Anyways, I'm going to stop before I butcher their promo.
It's good people.
Thank you, Lita. I guess you're unmuted welcome. Yourself. Yeah. Okay. Site news. We are doing a 24-hour live stream next week, starting Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern time, which is 10 a.m. Saturday morning for Aussies. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. That's Australian Eastern. I don't know what time
standard
that is.
Standard time.
Yes.
Australian standard time.
It's Australian Eastern time.
Both of you. Move along.
I just wish they would keep the time. Stop with the hour back and just one time. Everything. I mean, then we have to worry about times zones and stuff, but at least it won't shift. And that's the problem. We were at $1,407 to our next goal. We're actually at, I'm just going to refresh. We are at $1,707.
Wow.
And I want to say thank you very, very much. I'm going to Thule, thank you very, very much. We're almost there.
It's wonderful.
He knows what I'm like, so we're going to move on from there. Delon agreed I said to him, hey, would you be open to letting me live stream, you know, you trying to dye my beard? I don't know what's involved, so I have no idea what's going to happen. And he said, and I said I would run it off my phone and we would do Periscope or something. And he's like, mm-hmm. And so he said, no, we can, you know, do it through Twitch and stuff. So, I'm not as worried about hitting the 2000 goal. I was a little bit.
Nice.
I honestly was, because I was like, I don't think I'm going to be able to make the $600 during the 24-hour live stream. I don't think so. And then Carrie, my wife, was saying, well, I'll pitch in some, but I'm like, yeah, but you know, we are already pitching into one to her and I, right? So I'm kind of giving her some cash. She's gonna give me some cash, but it you know, like, we're trying to compete with nice. Each other, right? But
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I think she's still under 1,000, which is great. I mean it's great for me trying to
beat her.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Well, that's that's awesome. But still, we're still close to the goal.
Yeah, we're close. So $293 wow. roughly.
Yeah.
And that's Canadian too. For everybody else, it should be chump change, right? Sure. Well, I think our dollar is about the same as yours, right? I think ours is higher by like a cent or something.
It's not.
I mean, it's yeah, it's not by much. Susan says, if you haven't dyed your beard before, contact my husband. Facial hair is different than head hair. Yeah, I'm not the one that's actually going to do it. Another person will actually be doing the whole thing. I'm just going to trim it up a little bit, you know, clean up you know, clean up the neck beard crap that's going on here. But it's going for a good cause. So so if if we're going to be streaming some PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds, some Overwatch, some WoW Mount Runs, some D&D as well. So thank you to Niecy's husband, Russ, for doing that. And then we're going to end off with doing this show.
With the show.
Which I hope I'll be in one piece because I'm going to be up for 24.
You better be.
And at that point, I'll be up for more than 24 hours. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be like 26, 27.
So it might be a slightly short show. Anyway, we'll see how we go.
Yeah.
But you're in control of the controls. So, you know, if you're not here, everyone, you know, is falling asleep. I'm just saying.
Wow. Yeah.
You'll be fine. You can do it. You can do it.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. We'll definitely have some hangout stuff we're going to do. So
I'll have during money that Stone's going to face plant about top hour.
You know, it's funny. I've been having a lot of naps, and I was up today. I woke up at 8, and at about 4 o'clock, I was like, I didn't have my nap, and I am so tired. But now I'm past that part, so that's why I made it from 8 p.m. till 8, right? So that I can get through that nighttime part, and once I'm past that, I think I'm going to be okay. I just need people to be here to poke me and be like, don't fall asleep.
Yeah. Okay. We'll definitely do that. Yeah.
So what time does that start Australian real time?
10 a.m.
Yeah.
For us on Saturday.
Yeah.
And it'll finish at 10 a.m. Well, while we're doing the live show for this show next week. So
it's Mother's Day next weekend.
Yes, it is. I did it so that I could go to sleep after this was done, and then on Sunday then Carrie and I would go out for breakfast or something.
Nice. lovely.
Yep, if she ain't happy, I ain't happy.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, man.
Happy wife, happy life.
That's exactly right. That's your rule right there, boys and girls. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Nice. Yeah.
Now, Carrie
U.S. Eastern time, EST time, that would be 8 p.m.?
Is 8 p.m. Eastern 8 p.m. time. 8 p.m. Yep, Eastern.
Cool. All right. So it's very exciting. We can't wait. We're all going to come and bug you. I mean, help you. I mean, yeah.
Thank you.
Help you stay awake. That's what we'll do.
I've got a nice big spot where I don't know what I will do. So if you guys have some things that you might want to do, like play some pots, I don't know what games. Anyways, I want to do stuff and not just kind of sit around and yap. I mean, a little bit of yapping is okay, but, you know.
Yeah. And obviously people can jump in Discord and you'll have some tweet. You'll be putting information on Twitter and Discord. So, we'll do that. Cool. Okay. So, how about we do?
Hold on. I didn't even put the address in. That's the only part. The address, if you want to help to donate, if you're going to listen to this tomorrow, is tinyurl.com. Sorry?
Slash.
Oh,
I'm saying it with you.
Okay, go ahead.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Go
on the URL.
Go ahead and say it. Because you'll probably say it better than I will.
Why? Well, I was just taking the mickey off you by saying that's what I was doing. But it is. So if anyone wants to check it out, it's tinyurl.com/stone. ALS 2017. So that's the link that will take you to the page. So definitely,
I think, and I think I might be selling shots. I'm not 100% sure. They might be expensive shots because I'm a lightweight. But
how do you sell shots?
You're a Capri guy.
You submit a donation.
Oh,
and okay, I will do this, and I will use my Pwncast shot glass. My Pwncast shot glass.
Right. And the book. Don't forget, Nisi says.
Yes, there is a book raffle. Every dollar you put in, I will put in a ticket for you, and Patreons can, for every dollar that they do for the month, they will also get a ticket towards the raffle win. This book is going. I don't care who wins it. It's going. It's going.
Whoever wins the book, send
if Carrie wins the book.
No, I don't want it. You keep it, Stan. I don't want the book.
No. Man.
Oh, it can be like that boomerang. You know how you've always got like this boomerang present that you do, that, you know, like this joke.
But it's volume two. Present? Like, it can't be like a joke present.
I know. I know. How much is this thing? It's awesome, damn it. I
want $40
it,
American.
It's hilarious.
Give it a door, she doesn't kill an eye in a week.
Overseas.
I'm hoping Sorts will be able to come to BlizzCon now. And then I can have a roommate for my week. I'm just saying.
Ooh. Oh dear Lord, you're both in the same room.
If he and I went to BlizzCon together. Yeah. It'll be awesome.
Alrighty. Okay,
I'm done.
We good?
Yes.
We're good. Alright. Let's go on to the state of the challenges. And Azzy, can you take the irons, please?
What? Level three, eh? Oh, hang on. Level three.
You died at level three.
No, I've got level three. I'm
killing for your war.
Are you playing? Yes. Oh my gosh, Azzy. You're going hardcore here.
Oh, they're all neutral. They can't kill me.
Yeah.
Okay, irons. Iron Issa, dead at 85. Oh. Oh. What happened?
Oh.
Bad luck. Deidre Evan drew 90. 73, reached 97. Never died. Prot, 100. Bazitar, 100. Margrage, 101. Margodden, 101. Marge Blink, 101. All the Marges. Exploitation, 103, and never died, Shah, 106. So he's doing well. He's got, they're all multiple ones. I don't think I could manage that.
I know. He's such a machine. It's awesome. He's doing so well. And so's Marg. Look at him. Well done, guys. Alrighty. So let's look at the bloods. Do I just say Nisi? Nisi. Yeah, no, there's a few. Oh, there's a few other than Nisi. Okay. Let's do it. So we've got... There is. We've got another soul. Hit 37. Callum Moon hit 39. Soul Shot hit 40. Patiz hit 41. Soul Shield hit 44. Oh, who's this? This looks interesting name. Uh-huh. Azzy Monk, 45. Red flagged. Too many quests completed. Why are you on the bloods?
Yeah.
Azzy.
What?
Azzy. What'd you do?
I think I might have. I was thinking of doing a blood, but I don't think I registered.
You must have. You must have registered for bloods.
I was going to a blood first, and I'm going, oh, bugger this, and I'm not doing that anymore. So.
All right.
Well, she died this morning, so don't worry about it.
Okay. All right. Okay. So that was your monk. That's hilarious. But still.
Well, I want another a non-Nisi turn in the Bloodthirsty. That's all.
Nice. All righty. Then we've got Conjured Soul hit 46. Iron Man Faf hit 48. Genetics hit 56. And Bent Grinder hit 72. Well nice. Done, Bloodthirsties. Well done, Nisi. That's awesome. All right, Azzy, you want to do the pacifist for us, please?
my board, 53, yellow flagged. One kill with one killing blow. What's the go with that? Is it you got up to 10? Or is it
pacifist?
Oh, you can get up to 10 kills without dealing the killing blow. But in this case, he actually got credit for actually doing the kill. So it yellow flags him. So he's so it's like two yellows and then a red.
So could he get back to green?
No.
Because he's got a killing blow.
Yep.
Okay. Herbalissa, 56. Petuli, 4. 57. Organ Grinder, 60. Nathani, 64. Huey Hempster, 68. High Five, 70. I did, in a madness moment, create a pacifist.
What?
Why?
Got it to level 2. Went to Stormy and sitting there going, damn, not doing this until I said, how do you get to 5? I can't buy a profession. I can't do a professions. And I said, no.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm done. Nice. I thought I'd have, okay, I got 110. I could do the 10 men 110. I get a bloodthirsty and a pacifist, get all 4. That, no one's done that before. I think that's all. That was about 2 minutes and I'll shelve that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Nice. Do you wanna scroll down to the next page?
Oh, there's more there, sorry. Yes. Snuffle tips. Oh, I can't miss snuffle tips. Nice. 71. Flower Child, 78, and Fairy Ellen, 78.
Yay!
I got there.
You got there. Awesome. Okay. Well, congratulations everybody on those.
Fair, yeah, okay, never mind. Nope, it's good. It's right. It's correct. I thought I messed up. So for the tens, we got Peridot is new. Peridot is new at level 60. Died once. Era Frostfire is level 60 also, has only died once. Tin Hunt is red, is level 71, but got red flagged for using 2 elixirs. When only 1 is allowed. I'm assuming from a quest. Okay. It's possible they could have... it could be an issue where they use an elixir and don't turn in the quest. And if that's the case, go turn in the quest and then come talk to me. And I'll reset the flag. Oh, man. When I wrote this down, I was like, okay, this is how you say the name. Pangeana is new on the list. Level 74. Died 4 times. Yellow flagged for killing blow percentage is at 5%. Kind of looks like to me that they are probably getting some help maybe somewhere. I don't understand how they get 5% killing blows. They're not a death knight, they're a priest, so. Bazter has hit level 82. Anabolic is level 83, still has not yet died. Ironissa is new to the list. I'm assuming she moved her iron over. She's new on the list at level 86, with one death. Harlequin is at 90, died once more. Azylin, Azylune. Listen, you read me about all the spec changes. This is Azzy is at 102 with two extra deaths, and Saya Monk is at 106. For speed changes, there's no change. Nobody knew on the top.
Okay. Yeah. All righty.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. Congratulations, everybody who did well this week. Commiserations to all those that we lost. And again, you know, good luck, everyone, this week. Be safe. Tread carefully. Don't fly high. Don't fly low.
Sorry, I'm just
in the middle.
I'm just answering a question. So Nice, she asks, you know, we're like a boost to level 60, and any kind of boost will actually trigger one of the other rules. So I don't actually have any rules to go look to find out if they got a booster or not. Because if you get a boost, you get all of your greens. You also get a whole bunch of other things that you would not normally have. So it would have red flagged them. So
right.
And if you're not in a group, let me know. I'd be curious to see why you're only at 5%. Maybe there's a code problem. Maybe there's a stats problem. I don't know, but I'd love to know.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, get in touch and we can see. Yep. Okay. So let's go on to chit chat. This is where people can ask us anything, questions about the challenges, share your tips and tricks, or warn people about the potential disastrous areas, quests, and all those kind of things. So we had quite a few questions on Discord. Axie Dragon asked, had a question. Iron Man can use the auction house, for example, to buy bandages.
Yes. Yes. And yes. You can use the auction house.
Sure. Yeah.
But if you buy them, you have to have the skill to use them, so it's not much point buying them. Unless you buy the linen or the cloth.
Yeah. I mean, you might as well level. I always just level the first aid anyway.
To be honest,
but
Legion, I haven't done first aid. Haven't leveled it at all.
Oh, okay.
I think. I think I have, but I've used my bandage once only because I felt like it. Because I didn't feel like trying to use food.
I used mine last week.
I used to have them prior to when we had a spec at level one. Is I used to have a macro where I target my pet and use the bandage, which is also another men pet. But now what I'm finding is with the men pet, you also get like acceleration with the hunters. So you get a 100%. You don't really need it. I might not say you don't need it, but by the time you use that spell, when you got a spec to heal your pet and yourself to basically maximum, I don't find any instances where I would need it, really. Mm. But so I haven't had to all this cloth sitting around. I never really leveled it, but maybe for the lock I might need to. Oh, we got health stones, haven't we? Mm-hmm. Pre-planning.
We have our own little Tim Tams, that's for certain, which is good. Yeah. But I mean, I still find it's handy. I normally hotkey it so I can, you know, if I've got to do that bandage on pet, or if men pet's not working or health funnel's not working for voidy, that kind of thing, that, you know, by throwing the bandage on quickly, it is certainly a good way to utilize that and keep your other stuff on cooldown if you need it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a matter of playing around with it. But definitely bandages. I always think it's better to have it than all of a sudden be fighting something and be like, I've got no bandages, I'm dead. Oh, well. You know, delete, turn, reroll, here we go again. So, yeah.
The problem with bandages is like you're unless you can stun them, you'll get interrupted and you virtually won't get healed. So that's the issue probably.
Well, it depends. Yeah. I mean, it depends where you use them, definitely. Yep. So, but yes, you can buy stuff off auction house, which is doable, which is good. Kavara says bandages are useful to top off health versus quest bosses that you can stun. Hunter, frozen trap, rogue, blind, etc. Mm-hmm.
Yep. First Dade also has a Dark Moon Fair quest, so it's extra XP. Right.
Yes. I was trying to figure out what Zaya was saying with FA. I'm like, who's FA has the Dark Moon
Fair? I thought of
I'm
gone. Free.
I don't know who FA is. First aid. Sorry, Zaya. I was like, I don't know who Fa is. That's what I was thinking. I'm like,
what?
Well, I'm going as a Dark Moon Quest. I'm like, the dude at Dark Moon Fair isn't called Far. F.A.
You're drunk.
Oh, yep. I need more coffee. Anyway.
Drunk off of rum cake. Already.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Azzy, next one. Next question, please.
From Fodley in Discord. So I can change. Sorry. So I can pick a spec. Yes. Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Short answer.
Mm-hmm.
Long answer. Okay. Yes, you can.
Awesome. Awesome. That's, you know, because you are the champion of
well,
you know, looking after that question.
Well, technically, you don't pick a check. It pick a spec. You allocated it, but you can change it later. But we'll cover that later too.
Okay. All right. So then Nisi on Discord also asked, you know, can we change specs multiple times?
Knock yourself out. Yep.
Okay.
There we go. Okay. All right. Nice. So so that's good that to up, know. Yeah. Yep, yep. Okay. And then we had another question, which was for you again, Azzy, from Zortz.
From Zortz, what if you die? Is it okay to die? Well, you would know, Zortz. You would know.
I was waiting.
Oh!
I knew.
I knew
it was coming. I knew. That's why I put my head
Blow. Well,
it's not okay to die, but
that's right.
You can, then.
It's
unless you're a rogue,
you know. Sorry, I was gonna say, Zortz is keeping account of how many toons that he's lost this year, right? Azzy, have you been keeping account of how many times? Because, you know, when it comes down to it, you just lost a Pally and a Monk as well. So, you know, I'm just wondering, by the time we get to the end of the year, it would be really, really interesting how many tunes everyone's lost.
I did do a spreadsheet, but I haven't lost
updated it.
110, so they're got about 20. It's Legion.
Okay.
Or 20.
Okay. Wow.
Well, it's quality, not quantity. It's all what's died earlier.
Oh, as he drops mic and leaves. Okay. All right. Nice. That's pretty funny though. Stone, how are you going with your with your record keeping?
I updated it with the last one I killed. I think I only have three.
All right.
I'm not counting all the ones I deleted because those were not deaths. They were me changing stuff. But
you have updated. Okay.
Three, yeah.
Isn't that interesting? That's really interesting. I look at how I made a Challenge Tunes We Lost in 2017 document for Stone and I. Stone's got lots of writing there. Look at Leader. There we go. That's interesting. There's nothing there. That's
You can't lose a tune if you're not playing.
I am playing, just very slowly.
Okay.
Very slowly.
Mm.
Some of us have to have naps very regularly.
I lost two. I lost two contest tunes and the three. That's extra five, so 22?
22 this year?
Well, not this year, since August.
Okay.
Well, still,
I'll have to go back to my spreadsheet.
You'll have to go back. Okay. All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see the last show of the year. I think we should have everyone, you know, send in how many tunes. Be interesting to see. Sleep later game now. No, Spanky. As much as I wish I could do that, literally, I don't know about you guys, but I know, Stone, you'd be fairly similar to me. When the body says you need to sleep, like, seriously, you just got to. Except for next weekend. There is no sleeping, buddy. There is no sleeping. We're going to keep you awake. So, 24 hours or bust.
It'll be for a good cause, so.
That's right. It is for an awesome
actually,
cause.
You know what? There's actually one thing I want to bring up that we didn't talk about that I did want to talk about is that there is a new drug that got approved called Radicava. And this is a drug that the U.S. approved based on the trials that were done in Japan. And this is the first drug that's been approved in 22 years to actually treat ALS. It doesn't mean that we will just go and approve it because we tend to not just go and approve stuff based on everyone else. This probably won't come to us for a good 5 years or so at least. That doesn't stop us from going down, right? But that doesn't get covered, right?
Okay.
So, but it's interesting to see that there are advancements. So the money does actually help, you know.
Oh, that's awesome.
So
that is, that's really cool to hear that because, you know, obviously there's a lot of amazing people doing some wonderful research and it's in many it's different
not
types.
And it's not a cure. It's supposed to prolong your... It's supposed to slow it down. Like for me, mine is very, very, very slow. However, it still goes, right? So maybe for somebody like me, this might actually do something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, we've got fingers crossed. And as we said, we've got the link up. I think the link in the chat room has just popped up again. So if you want to support Stone, next weekend is the big 24-hour stream. Yay! And we're very, very excited. And we'll be here. So, all right, Stone Maria. Night-night. Sleep well. Okay, you're taking the next one.
Okay, the pun of the week from Roguester, Stir, Deadster. I don't know if this is really a pun, but I'm going to go with it. I still, I read this and I'm like, you know. Okay, so Star Wars is just like... it's just like regular wars. I think I need a drink. Except you fall in love with your sister and your father chops your hand off. Why are you laughing? Stop.
Oh, it's better. I had a longer joke, but I felt a shorter one.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, I'm going to carry on because we're going to be here all night, and I need to let my wife out of the dungeon, out of the basement.
I want
to
go for the longest.
Okay.
You already do.
You already do.
What a long
one. You're at 2 hours 20. No. 2 hours 23. Thank you.
No, we're not making 2 hours. It's okay. We're nearly done. It's okay. Family can come out of the dungeon soon.
Basement.
It's all good.
They're watching a movie. No, dungeons. I don't know what.
Dungeon sounds much funny.
Dungeon will send me to jail. Basement. Well, even then, basement can still send me to jail anyway. So.
That's right. Well, that's true.
Thank you, man, okay. Doing it live, Stone. Okay. Thank you for everybody that supports us through Patreon. Any little bit helps to pay for the costs, because server is like $224 American, and that's before taxes, so... and in Canadian, it works out to usually about 300 and change or so. So any little bit helps. If we get to 200 a month, I'm going to be able to take down the ads and then we can talk about a stretch goal. I don't know. I'm not good at these things. So, but we can talk about what we want to do next. So thank you to, Azzy Loon. Awesome Trousers, Bart H. Sell. Never died, even though I have him down here as D. Evan. I don't know why. Fair Gottrick. I'm going to skip over this one for a second. Lissan, Pandora, and somebody that would like to remain anonymous. So if you want to help, you can also remain anonymous too. There's I added a little form now. If you join it, it asks you and stuff. I wanted to say thank you to Callum Moon, who's our newest patron. She just joined us on May 1st, so thank you very much. Azzy, was there something you want to say?
Anonymous sake.
I know. Oh, wait. You... Now I gotta go. What time is it? 8:37 p.m. So we had 7:37 p.m. and now 8:37 p.m. So it's an hour between, you know. Anyways, well,
is that a swear word? What?
I thought you said...
God's sake, I said.
Oh, okay. I'll have to go I said something else. I was like, man!
Well, that was a bit of a joke too, so what's 7:30?
This show won't get out.
Both of you until you started on that.
It won't get out. So again, thank you everyone for your help. Our next show is Saturday, May the 13th, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Just Sunday, May the 14th, 9 a.m. Lita time, Australian Eastern Standard Time.
Hi.
1
Thank
a.m.
you.
Central European time. But we're not going to have a guest on because it's going to be a 24-hour live stream, because I figure if I conk on the show, probably wouldn't be a good idea to have somebody else on here. That would probably make them feel bad. Or, I don't know, maybe he'd laugh and... Look at Stone Die. Just saying. Right? So, yeah. Azzy, thanks for coming on again.
I'll save up all my puns for next weekend. I'll get a stack and I'll just read puns to you.
Nice. There we go.
We could have a pun hour.
Don't put him to sleep.
Maybe not an hour. Maybe a pun half an hour. Man, I don't even then a half an hour. No, forget it. No, it's okay. No, it's okay. Carry on.
Yeah, maybe we could do something. Okay.
Zorz promises nothing.
We'll see. Yes. Thank you, Azzy, for coming and having chat and for letting us know how you went. We're so proud of you and so happy for you that you finally got your iron to max level. It's a wonderful achievement. Mm-hmm. Can you let everyone know where they can find you? Where they can
On the tweeters at mm-hmm. Azzyloon, ASYLWN.
He did it.
We will have the information up on the website. If anyone does not know who Azzy is, yes.
You don't want to
so
know.
Thank you so much, Azzy, once again.
No worries, pleasure.
All right. So where people can find us, don't forget, check out the website, which is wowchallenges.com. You can contact the show podcast@wowchallenges.com, and you can tweet us on the tweeters, which is @wowchallenges. We have a Discord server. You're more than welcome to come jump into our Discord server and mm-hmm. chat. We have voice chat and we have text chat in there. So talk to like-minded challengers. It is tinyurl.com/wowchallengesdiscord. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/wowchallenges, and we have the videos up on youtube.com/wowchallenges1. Remember, we do this live every week, twitch.tv/wowchallenges.
You can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP. It's like I've been already on the booze already. I swear I haven't. The kids are up, so I can't. Anyway, so as well as the Adventures in Azeroth, which we go live every week at an ungodly time of day for me.
Thursdays. Thursday morning.
5 a.m. Yeah. for me, and 8. Yeah. No, 7 p.m. for you.
8 p.m. for me.
Oh, 6 a.m. for me. Sorry, not 5.
Yes.
6 a.m. Yes. Eastern. Yes, that's right. It was 5 yeah. before all the time shifting nonsense.
Yes, that's right. Okay. Serenity now. And don't forget, you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Leta Wow, which is LETAWOW. And check out Behind the Avatar and Adventures in Azeroth as well. So, again, thank you always to Mark Conan on our awesome intro. We always thank him because he is wonderful. That's all I'm saying. Mark Conan, you can contact via Twitter at Mark Conan Wow. And he is part of the wonderful Torrin Think Tank crew with Jewel, so you can check them out. Okay, challengers. Well, everyone, have a great week. As Stir said, stay vertical, which is, thanks, Stir, that's good. Take it easy, and we can't wait to do it live with Stone next week for the live stream.
Do it live. Woo!
Doing it live. Well, I don't know. Playing stuff.
Do it live. Right, we'll do it half dead more than likely.
Yeah. Could be interesting.
Yeah. I think it's going to be harder this time around than last year. Anyway, so thanks for listening, watching. See you next time. Bye.
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 The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright 2017. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.